opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let me get this thing under control again. Good morning, everybody. You know, it's Carl and the Bot here. It's 6 after 7 on the 20th of
April,
2016. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bad Bob, who's
good morning.
The headphone elves were here last night.
How could I?
I don't know.
You know what? Here we're sitting here, and Linda gets ready to put us on her headphones, and the cushy part, you know, the part you put up against your ear, is gone. It's just gone. I mean, oh, wait a minute. There it is over there. You see it over there?
Oh,
it's sitting on the other table over there.
Oh, okay.
Way across the room.
Well, it probably fell on the ground, and what happened is somebody just put it over there because they couldn't figure it out.
Somebody
anyway.
Stepped on it.
Probably needs to be glued.
Anyway,
but anyway,
good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the weather look like there?
Well, it is currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 81.
Much better than yesterday.
Yes, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 55. Why was it better today than yesterday?
Well, because yesterday was 90.
It was?
Oh, yeah. It was over 90. Didn't feel like 90.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know what you do then is you go out and you sit in your car. You get in your car after it's been closed, and you sit in there and the phone rings. So you talk to somebody on the phone, and you realize that the temperature in the car is well over 105 at that point.
Thursday calls were mostly sunny with our highs of 78. Thursday night with chance of showers. How lovely, you know, when it gets hot like that to get that cooling down trend with our lows of 52 Friday. Okay, now the forecast is calling for 70% chance of showers on Friday with our highs of 65. Sunday, slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 71. I keep thinking I want to sing outside. You know, we're doing The View on Sunday. But anyway, so slight chance of showers on partly sunny on Saturday, a slight chance of showers on Sunday. I think we're going to sing outside anyway. We just have to be out there.
Just put on your galoshes.
Got to be out there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, we have Chicks and Chaps rolling in today, and Sheriff Tom Pasinko. A lot of things happening.
We went to the rodeo luncheon yesterday.
Yeah, besides me yawning. Yes. And I tell you what, it is going to be a stupendous rodeo. Of course, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is joining us again this year. They skipped a year and they're back in town. They love Reading. They love Reading. They love coming here. And I can tell you already is that they've already got things planned, like houseboat trips or on a day on a lake and a fishing trip, visiting a veteran's home, of course. And if you have things that, you know, if your school or something wants to have and talk to these Marines and or come down and have, maybe they'll bring their horses out.
That's cool.
To, you know, you can go down and bring your kids down to and meet the Marines and their horses. Now, their horses are American Mustangs. And it's a great story. They're all Palominos. And they are initially trained by prisoners out of the Colorado State Prison. Initially trained, and then the Marines get them and finish off the training because they travel a lot. They're in front of thousands and thousands of people. All these things happening. Anyway, all this is going to, and this rodeo this year is going to be stupendous.
Evidently, one of the acts that's going to be in the rodeo too. Well, you know, they have the Steel Cowboys that are after. You know, that's after the rodeo, which was last year was spectacular. We stuck around. But the halftime intermission or whatever you want to call it, what do you want to call that in the middle of the show?
Well, they just
halftime.
No, it's not halftime. It's just, you know, it's they just do. It's part of the show. It's part of the show.
Okay,
it's in between when they're moving the bulls in and all this.
They have a guy that took two Mustangs and trained them, and they said we're in for some really fun stuff of how this guy has been able to. Are there wild burros? That's it. And he it's a big difference, I know, but he has been able to train them where they sit on couches and all kinds of fun stuff that we're going to get to see. This is one of the things I do love about rodeo, how it's you know, so family oriented. Well, good morning, everybody, into the chat pack. And our Wednesday afternoon show, we're looking forward to having Tom Basenko on today. And what?
Wednesday morning.
It's Wednesday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Our Wednesday morning. See, this, you and I are both a little Wednesday frizzled.
We're Wednesday challenged is what we are. Trump crushes the field in New York. Crushes Cruz. Slaps Kasich around. I don't mean literally, of course, but figuratively. He, you know what? It's time, Mr. Trump, to start acting presidential. Stop yelling, things are crooked. You know, I think there's different ways of putting things in life. But then again, it seems to be working for Donald Trump. Now, Hillary also stepped all over Bernie. Is it time for Bernie to call it quits? Bernie, don't call it quits yet, because there are still chances for an indictment against Hillary Clinton for everything she has done with the server and the handling of classified material, all of this. This could come down to the fact that she gets indicted for mishandling of classified material. And well, Bob says it's not going to happen. You know what? If it doesn't happen, at that point,
We've
practically lost control already. I mean, we have no control. But if nothing happens, I cannot believe the American people would stand for that. Anyway, Trump wins big. So can and then I'm hearing things about the mainstay Republicans would vote against Trump for Hillary. You're kidding me. Do you actually? I mean, what happened to the, you know, as simple as ABC? Anybody but Clinton. We've had enough. Our healthcare system is in tatters. Our military is weakened dramatically. 30% of the aircraft, the Marine Corps, their fighter jets can fly. That's all, 30%, thanks to the getting rid of Marines and the cutback in the budgets and all this. All this money could go to all the social programs. Are you kidding me? And look at the mess the world's in. Do we need another 4 years of Obama's laws and regulations and the things he's done, just taking laws that he doesn't like and just say, hey, I'm just not going to enforce those laws? It's in front of the Supreme Court right now. There's a difference between the word lawful and the word legal. That's what his lawyers are saying. Excuse me. Moving on.
Well, five things today, you know, in the Wednesday. Let's not forget the Houston area continues to recover from historic floods.
20 inches of rain?
Flooding remained a concern Wednesday, Carl, in southeast Texas as water from areas historic floods moved downstream into the area's already swollen bayous. A flash flood watch remains in effect in the Houston area through Wednesday evening tonight. At least 7 people have died and 1,000 homes have been swamped. Okay.
20 inches of rain in 24 hours. I think that's what I saw now. I saw something else that said 12 inches of rain
that
in 24
hours. That is significant
hours.
Precipitation.
My gosh. You know, I've driven through Texas down in that area from San Antonio over to Austin. And during rains, when they had heavy rains, this was, gosh, a couple decades ago, you had to leave the freeway and go around the freeway.
Flash flood.
Because of the floods going through there. And all you could see was just like, you know, I mean, I probably shouldn't have even kept driving, but I had to get there for a meeting.
I never experienced flash floods until I lived in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And that, wow. Living outside of Las Vegas, not being down, you know, staying in the casino. When I first worked there, I stayed in the casinos. you know. But this time I was living in Las Vegas, so driving out there and seeing the black wall of doom coming to you. And I had a little Volkswagen Bug, and I swear everybody else's cars would stall, and I could literally just get out of my car and take that Bug and just kind of walk in ankle-deep water and get it through. It was amazing, that little tank. But it's scary because people got swept away and were killed and all that. So when we come back, we've got more about some of the top things. We're going to talk about this Flint water crisis as well when we get back here on KCNR 1460 with our headlines this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merit and John Scaife. John's knowledge and expertise from any type of real estate deals, whether it's commercial or residential and private, beats out everything. He has a strong suit for negotiating not only the best price, but he gets the best price for his clients. This and much more from Properties by Merit. Many great, great employees over there. Many great real estate agents over at Properties by Merit. But give John a call at 338-2112 or check out his website at pbmerit.com. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. April the 20th. It's 56 degrees going up to 81 today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that there are 1,000 items on your to-do list. You really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Redding Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt, Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 20th of April, 20 minutes after 7, 56 degrees, going up to 81 today. This portion of the show.
Great music, Bob.
Yeah, portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. 2143 Hilltop Drive, both Espresso Joe's with all the great types of coffees and drinks and brews that you can imagine. And, of course, the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a great, absolutely great walk-in humidor. Veterans get discounts in Espresso Joe's, and this is a veteran-owned business. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You know what, Carl, I want to share with our listeners, we went to go see the movie Criminal on with Kevin Costner on Sunday. It was real very good. We thought it was very good. Was it excellent? It was good, very entertaining. Previews. Did you like that big P? Just came out. I don't know where it flew out of my mouth. But the previews was what was interesting to me is that several of the movies coming up are 70s themed, 70s and 80s themed.
Yeah.
And there were like three of them. And so it's interesting because then I've been thinking about that. Why, when you think of the music from the 70s, the music from the 80s, you know, I know I'm a 70s girl, so I hate to be one of those people that, like, I'm living in an era. But, you know, Laura Ingraham yesterday was talking about that she listens to 70s, the kids listen to 70s in the car, and she just loves the music from the 70s. So I'm not alone. Just when it felt like there was, you know, Rhinestone Cowboy and stuff, great songs. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some other things that are in the headline. Criminal charges expected in Flint water crisis.
Well, you know what's happened there, of course, is one of the things I've said forever to people. I said, this is such a great country that, you know, I've been in so many places that you can't even drink the water. And any place in America that you come to, you can turn on the faucet and drink the water. Not so fast. Flint, Michigan has, when decisions that they made on their water supply has sickened people. I mean, if you take a look at the water coming out of the faucets, it's dark brown. They started using, the lead content is extremely high. Now, what that's led to is new legislation in Michigan that's going to test water everywhere, schools and all that. And you know what? Start watching for it to come to your local community, that somebody's going to say, well, have we checked for lead and arsenic in our water systems?
Well, some people say that they, when they do the rain barrels, that they're getting higher contents of lead, which you're kind of wondering that. Well, you know, of course, we were hearing that during the conspiracy theories of chemtrails, you know. So, I don't know. Anyway, the breaking news on that is a Michigan judge charges three officials in connection with
The decisions
it's going
they
down
made.
Right now. Yeah. Okay. Also up on the news, some legislators in Tennessee really want the Bible to be the state book.
Yeah, but I think that one was voted down. But you're right. Some of them did.
This is on Wednesday.
Yep. Well, they want it to be, and this has been brought up before in the state of Tennessee. State of Tennessee is, by the way, such a business-friendly state that, you know, you've lived there before, Nashville and all. There's so many things going on in Tennessee. Here's President Obama is visiting the kingdom of Saud and is talking to King Salman. And here's the thing. They're getting ready to release a bunch more classified material on 9/11. Are they going to find out that Saudi Arabia played a part in this? As you know, every one of the terrorists in that attack, except maybe one, came from Saudi Arabia.
Do you think if they find that out that they're going to release that right now?
No, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Well, yeah, because it came under Bush's watch. Anyway, so
online payday loans come with a hidden risk. Federal analysis finds.
Now, let's talk about that. Anytime there's a military base or a lot of places, you're going to see payday loans. What they do is they'll loan you money until the next payday, and then you pay them back. You know, especially when people are on low income. What that does, though, they take a huge interest rate on it.
300% to 500% interest
it
rate.
It can be. So they loan you $100, you pay them back $150 or something. It's just as terrible or more. And then they can also get into your bank accounts. They can just pull it straight from your bank account. So, you know, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Says here half of the borrowers later were hit with an average of $185 in penalties for overdraft and non-sufficient fund fees when the lender submitted repayment requests.
Right.
This analysis found. So
okay. Now, other things going on. I'm going to talk about this. Sheriff Basinko is going to be on today, but I'm going to talk about it. But the California legislature voted in their public safety committee to punish law-abiding citizens, veterans, minorities, women, and the disabled yesterday. What do you think about that, Bob? That they voted to
imagine my surprise.
To punish law-abiding citizens, veterans, minorities, women, and disabled. I didn't see that in the headline, but that's what it is. They've said that you have to ban or register bullet button rifles, ban possession of magazines that hold over 10 rounds, register to buy ammo. You have to be registered with a little, you know, fingerprint and all that. And if you've made a rifle or shotgun, you've got to register any weapons that you've made. So there you go.
Gavin Newsom's vision of a brighter future.
Yeah. Here it comes. And you know what? You know what, my friends?
Can you hear my
it's not gonna make rolling. It's not going to make any. The only people this impacts on is law-abiding citizens, the people that listen to the station. So again, the attacks on law-abiding gun owners from the state of California, and then the next thing they ban is that you any type of magazine-fed weapon. Period. They're going to ban that next, so they can get rid of that. So I mean, it's coming. They're going to ban any type of magazine.
Gavin Newsom wants an Australian-style ban.
Of course he does. He wants it all gone. And the thing about it is, it's not going to work. First of all, it's just not going to work. I mean, you want to ban everything. Okay. Another big news is that was sent in here by Carl's Conscience,
yes, I like
one
that.
One of our chat rooms. Okay. The central, they just came out, and I just saw this today, too. Is that one of the largest, let me get over here again, one of the largest pension plans is now Central State Pension Plan has gotten approval to cut the payment of current and future retirees. And they're doing this because to make it, under law, to make it extend longer, the fund to extend longer so they can start cutting how much money they pay to retirees. So here you are, somebody that's been making this much money, thinking that you're going to make this much money, you paid this much in. Well, they can cut that. They can cut it by 10%, they can cut it by a third, whatever. And now it's one of the largest pension plans in the nation and believed to be followed by, this is going to be followed by more pensions that are in trouble. Let's look at CalPERS. CalPERS is in trouble. The only thing that CalPERS has is that they can come turn around and make the taxpayers pay more into it to rescue it. But it doesn't mean that they can't start cutting back on the amount of money they're paying to the retirees. And speaking of that, the city of Reading voted to give raises to our police department last night. And the Reading Police Department, of course, is one of the highest paid in the state. And this now gives them, I think it's a 6% raise. It doesn't come up to 6% because they're paying more into their retirement system. So we're going to have to, whenever the chief comes in, or if we get a city council person on the show to explain to us how this works and how this saves us money in the long run. I mean, they're going to tell you that. It saves you money in the long run. Of course, in the short run, it doesn't.
Okay. Also in the news, this is sports-related. Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has lost his endorsement deal with Nike.
I wonder if it has anything to do with all the drugs he's taking and the partying and the photos of him on YouTube and all this.
Well, you know, he's moved in with his good friend,
Von Miller. Who, by the way, if you don't know who that was the most valuable player in the Super Bowl this year.
And he's Dancing with the Stars, doing a really nice job.
Von Miller is, yeah.
Yeah, and seems like a really nice guy. And they both went to...
Von Miller is fine now. He's found himself. But there was a time that he was having lots of problems.
Okay.
Just like Manziel.
So he's trying to pull him out.
And they both
went to college together at Texas A&M, right?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
They were Aggies.
So,
it was just part of the problem being a Texas Aggie. Did you hear that? Yeah, the Texas Aggie. No, well, the homecoming queen ground. They had a big problem. Yeah. This is the joke back then. Was
No, you know
Never
what?
Mind.
Don't,
okay,
no,
no okay, it was a bad joke.
But here's the thing is, we like to watch that NFL, the four, when it's in the season where the four guys are, what's it called? It's NFL Tonight or something, and they talk about what's happened and reflect on the week of what's happened. it was interesting to see Brandon Marshall talking with one of the guys who's like an old school guy, and I can't think of his name right now, but we were talking about the disease of what it is to be an addict. You know, and kind of the old school is like, snap out of it. Well, there's a certain point when I think we need to take a look at the fact that it is a problem, it is a disease, and he's so far gone. Obviously, he's so far gone. Yeah, I think he's gone to, three times he's tried to go to clean and sober?
He's like 23 years old, and you can't completely write a guy off like this. But they have to do something. You know what, and I tell you what, you're right, that guy that plays football for New York says they need an intervention, because somebody made a joke about Manziel, saying, he's gotten into the big leagues, and he's just trying to catch up. And the guy says, no, he's got a problem. He's an addict, and he needs, just like you said, he needs an intervention.
It's like Bobby Downey Jr. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is a perfect example, Carl, of somebody who slid down the slippery slope, but he was able to pull himself out of it, and he's better than ever. And he had a serious
drug
issue.
Problem. Yeah, drugs. But I hope that Von Miller can help Manziel. I mean, Manziel, I don't know if there'll ever be a quarterback in the NFL. I just don't know that. But he's too young to have his life ruined like this because of his stupid decisions. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:32 in the morning here on the 20th of April. 57 degrees, going up to 81 today. Carl and Linda Bond, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:30 in the morning. We're live on the air right now here. 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 56 degrees. Our high today will be 81 with our lows of 55.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. We're going to be talking about all these new gun laws coming in. Trust me, John Bastiani, you walk in, you see his face, he goes, yeah, there's another one. There's three more. There's four more. By the way, they did not pass the one where you have to be videotaped if you buy ammo or a gun. They were going to make you be, televised. Bastiani Arms, though, 7 years in the business, really, really great success there. Locally owned, locally operated, great discounts for veterans. Any type of pistol, long gun you're looking for, ammo, all the shooting accessories, gunsmithing and classes and CCW and hunter safety, everything. All in one shop, Bastiani Arms. Shop local, buy local. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Linda Hickman.
Good morning, Linda.
Chicks and Chaps.
Chicks and Chaps. Okay, so we want to get the word out one more time for people who maybe are really behind the rodeo or around, or maybe they're not even going to the rodeo, but they really want to get behind an event. And this is the Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness event that we hold on May 20th. Tell us more about the event.
Okay. First of all, it isn't Think Pink. It is Tough Enough to Wear Pink.
Tough Enough to Wear Pink. Yes. Okay.
We knew the word pink was in there.
I know.
Everybody's in pink.
Everything
so
is pink.
Pink, yes. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Come on, we're live on the air, girl.
I know it's on Friday, May the 20th. This event's going to go all day long.
Tough Enough to Wear Pink. Yes. Everybody's in pink, and it's May 20th.
May 20th. It starts, registration starts at 12:30. We go until 4:30. It's an all-day event and into the night in Rodeo Flats. And you can't beat that.
No, absolutely a blast.
Yeah. That's prime seating.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about
Lori just came in.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lori.
Hello. Lori Alexander.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so 5 years ago, you adopted this into the whole rodeo events, into the rodeo events.
You were the first one on the West Coast.
Absolutely. And it comes from
Missoula, Montana. Yep, Hart.
And the Montana Buckle Company.
Montana Silversmith.
Silversmith does a special belt buckle every year for this event.
You would know you have one.
Well, a couple of my girlfriends got together 3 years ago. It's my birthday.
And it was so awesome.
And I wear it with pride.
Beautiful.
Love it. But so they do, it's in Montana. So let's talk about when you have a breast cancer survivor that's at this event.
Yes.
You've been doing rodeo for 4 days, and all of a sudden, here's this afternoon girls, chicks, and chaps.
Correct. We have 3 days, 3 days total rodeo, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for Reading Rodeo, and then we have our Challenger Champions on Saturday night. So Friday is actually finals. The event itself is only $10 more than if you were going to go that night with your family or boyfriend or husband. For $10 more, you get this great girls' afternoon. Runs all the way into the night. We do not leave the flats this year. This is a good one for us because we haven't had that. We've always had to move everybody, so it's really fun to keep everybody together. We give them a little bit of break so they can go pick up family, whatever. But they get food, fun, auction, stick horse barrel racing.
Mm-hmm. We also have speakers. The photo booth.
Oh, we have Viva Photo. We have Justin Myers has done up some amazing auction items. And there's three men in particular that are going to be up for auction.
Our cowboy.
Yeah.
So I guess, what's it called? I did that the first year. I never redeemed him, by the way.
And he's going to be there this year.
Yeah, yeah. And
he's he was a bronc rider, bull rider.
Right. Yes. So everybody chips in and you get him for a day. He can bill hay. He can bartend. He can have a man around to do whatever you need to do. He can escort.
I said, can he paint? And the answer was, no, he doesn't.
He can do He-Man work.
The oil in yeah. the car.
Yeah. Well, and we have Jason from Cicada Cantina, mm-hmm. which also is where our karaoke contest for the national anthem is. And Jason, that bartender, is going to be up for auction. He's a good-looking guy. Yeah. He has the mix of cocktails like crazy. If you had a cocktail party, he'd be the bartender.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's yeah. ooh, that's a good idea.
I know.
Put that
I
out
know.
There. Okay.
We have Dr. Sandberg speaking this year. That's a first. And she's going to be off the chart from what I understand.
Fantastic.
On her speaking. Our Survivor of the Year, we just got this last week.
She is Shauna. I don't quite know how to pronounce her last name. I think it's Romine. She works at MD Imaging.
Okay.
And I met her the other day, and she seems like a beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. person.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
She has yes. quite the story.
Are you, Lori Alexander, we know that you have the most spectacular jewelry. Did you Thank make you. Anything for this event?
Yes. So I've made some special things, actually.
And what's really fun, Carl always knows when I come home, I always bring something from this event. I mean, if you're a
horse
person.
Yeah, the belt
person,
buckle was quite the surprise.
Yeah, yeah. But I do wear it a lot. So if you're a horse person, there's in the past there's been blingy bridles.
We have a head stall this year that is off the chart. It was donated from Diamond B, my friend Becky. And the other thing I don't think we've mentioned up to now is when these girls get there, they get a swag bag.
Yes.
And this year it is loaded with good stuff. We got a T-shirt that actually says 5th Annual on it.
Okay, because I have every T-shirt, and I wear them a
I've
lot.
I've got one of my older ones on because I...
That's the first year, great. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
The first year.
First year.
And that's last year.
And that was last yeah. year's. And this year's going to look similar to that, but it'll say Reading, of course, mm-hmm. and it'll have 5th Annual on it.
Fantastic.
So, but, you know, we have a crazy fun time. And the creator of my stable of stick horses, you guys, they all have names. You will love them. They'll actually be up for auction after.
Okay, so let's talk about how many auction items.
Whoa.
And these
auction items, total. I think we're going to have maybe 5 at the most.
Live auction
takes so
right. And
long.
Then silent auction.
It's more like... yeah, you put your ticket.
You put your ticket in. So we buy a bunch of raffle tickets. Right.
Everybody argues what it's actually called. We called it a Dutch raffle.
Okay.
Dutch raffle.
You
what
buy
I
your buy your
how
tickets.
How many items, though?
A lot.
A lot.
Okay.
We have so many baskets.
We have a 10-gallon hat full of stuff.
We have 10-gallon hat full of stuff.
And they have come. Some of these prizes have come from all over.
New Orleans.
We have New Orleans. We have Minnesota. We have Reno. We have Idaho.
Yeah.
So
we have an artist rendering of a barrel racer, and it's one of our pros. That's going to be auctioned off, and it's being mounted on a canvas. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I love the barrel racing part. I think I'll be up for auctioning on that one. And up for the buckle. I'm going to give it a shot. I'll probably fall out, though.
Well,
I can usually tell what Linda gets because the door opens up in this cowboy hat. If it sails through the door before her, that's to prepare me. You know, here comes the cowboy. If I see the cowboy hat fly through the room, I'm going, oh, boy.
The cowboy hat has many meanings.
Yeah, well, it does. But that one usually is, well, it's get ready. Now, sometimes I get, you know. But after Chicks and Chaps, I know she's wearing something that she didn't have when she left.
Well, we're going to have some signature cocktails and things as well that the girls will get to have fun with.
How fun.
Yes.
Okay, so May 20th is the event.
Yes.
We're trying to drive our listeners to buy tickets. We are halfway there.
Yes,
we are. And we've got just a few weeks before. Actually, there's only 100 tickets to sell, and you need it by May 6th.
May 1st.
So we've only got like 12
days from today. And then we have our raffle as well. We have our gun raffle, which is Smith & Wesson 9mm Shield with a CCW class, Pink Girls Only from NorCal. Those tickets are $20, and there's only 400. I have sold a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Pink Spa is amazing. It will actually be at our Chicks and Chaps because we're going to raffle it off that day.
So tell me what a Pink Spa is.
It is pink.
Bubble, literally. Gum, pink, so and I'm putting flamingos with it.
It is cute.
And it has jets all over the place. But it is bubblegum pink. It is adorable.
So it's like it's a person four, spa.
It's $10 ticket, 400 tickets.
Spa.
Yeah.
Four
it's
person spa.
Light. It's I think it's just a plug-in and go. Is it one of those things
you can just kind of carry around?
It is very light. It's polymer. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very light, and it comes on a trailer. It's a redneck jacuzzi at this point. It will be pulled up in front of the Chicks and Chaps. Like I said, you know, it's great for photo op.
Can you put it, like, in your backyard? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I say leave it on the trailer,
pull it in the driveway, and then take off for some parties. Have some fun. And add to some generator. Come on, can you see me doing that? Carl can see me doing that.
I can see you doing that in the back of my F-150, too.
Oh, yeah. my 350, my long bed.
Fill it up with warm water, and you'll be in there.
Actually, you know, the image that came to my mind is that you put it on the back of a camo, put it on the back of the trailer of the back of a camo truck, and have your redneck girls with their shotguns, cleaning their shotguns while they're taking a jacuzzi. And that's in the parade.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no, that's it right
there.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh.
We actually, in the parade for, say, the Tatas this year, Carl's laughing because I have my gun in my hand as I'm doing that.
They're giving, you know what, it's not just the words they're saying. They're giving hand gestures and hand movements. You know, that. I mean, it's kind of like,
baby.
Yeah, Bob's loving it over here.
This poor guy, he's gotten used to me. I've numbed him up. But in the parade route... No, he's really laughing, isn't he?
Yeah, you know we haven't. It hurts his jaw when he does that. So
I know. What
he doesn't. He does it rarely, but yesterday he was falling apart laughing, and then now today.
So. We have a 1940s. It's kind of like the RTV now, but it's from the 1940s, and it runs great. And we're actually going to have that in the Save the Tatas this year.
Oh boy!
With
she's
bales,
gonna carry all the beads and the water,
and the stick horses are going to run around and grab dollars for beads, the Mardi Gras cancer beads. So.
Dutch Brothers.
Sierra Pacific also gave us a huge donation this year. We were very, very happy for that.
Oh, they are so wonderful.
Signorama granted us. We got a grant.
Signorama. Oh,
I mean, we've had some amazing Mary's pieces. This is her fifth year helping us.
Okay, so now we're talking about Chicks and Chaps, the fifth annual, May 20th. Where does everybody get tickets?
You can get them online. You can go to readingrodeo.com. for your radio tickets and ours. You can also go to Chicks, letter N, Chaps, Reading on Facebook. There's a link there. We also have Q readers on our posters all around town. And Mary's Pizza, there's several businesses, Dutch Brothers, several of them have our posters. Flash that Q reader, order your ticket.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so nice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so nice.
Well, Molly and I are going to be there. We'd love to have you guys join us.
Come on down,
we've
people.
We've been posting it all over Facebook.
Fun.
Yeah, it's really one of the neat events. Everybody needs to go.
And we're having
really
a very coordinated agenda, and our event, we are laying it out today to make sure it is everything. Viva La Photo will have a good spot. We have Don Burton as our MC and DJ for the day.
Fantastic.
We auctioned him off, you know, last year.
By the way, Don will be doing this in the thong.
Yes, he will.
Does Don know that?
No.
Okay. No, but I've got a pink sequin one for him.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure.
I got the little pasties, so he can have little tassels. Yeah.
I'm sure Pam's going to be happy to hear that, too. Okay. Try not to choke yourself on your bubble gum.
I know, right?
Okay. We got to take we're finishing this segment. It's enough. I've had enough. It's going to be Friday, May 20th. You can get tickets everywhere in town. Mary's Pizza everywhere. You need to get your tickets, though, by Sunday.
May 1st.
Okay, so a week from Sunday. It's $75, but with that, you get
Rodeo Flat,
which is a $50 ticket.
You get
all of this. You get lunch, you get dinner, you get a chance to spend a lot of money and to make a fool of yourself running around with a stick horse between your legs. Roping, everything, and you can buy a cowboy. God knows why.
Yeah. And the money stays local.
Stays local, and it stays with our people here.
Yeah.
That's right. It's our fifth annual Chicks and Chaps fundraiser for... serious part, of course, is to combat breast cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
You. I think we got it all.
Happy trails.
Okay. All right, we'll see you there.
We're going to run away as fast as we can right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
My Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased and the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Uncle Frog was a good friend of mine.
I grew up with this song, and I love this song.
Well, I tell you what, I think it feels like in the last group of people who just threw here, they started a little bit early with wine in the morning. Who knows what else?
Oh, that's
with the chips and chads. There you go. Hey, look, this portion of the show, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. It's about 8 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. We got Sheriff Tom Basenko who's already rolled through. 56 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, this is where Linda buys her jewelry. This is where you get a lot of your jewelry there. The estate jewelry, they've got such great selections of everything.
Absolutely. Heirloom.
The time I surprised you with tennis bracelet.
Oh, yes.
I've never heard, you know, Linda says, I can never be surprised.
I can read you so well.
That may have been in her previous life, but I have surprised you several times.
Well,
how about the time I dressed
truthfully
up?
Truthfully,
I dressed up like the raccoon and jumped off the roof at you. You screamed and yelled. Remember that?
Going back to Four Winds Jewelry.
It's a great place. It's great prices. You know what? Honest people. You walk in there, you get a good deal. And I tell you what, Becky and her husband are just outstanding people. He's a gemologist. He designs and he builds. You can get it all done at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, for all the people that are sending me turkey photos, and there's lots of you that are sending me turkey photos, I think I may have to have a turkey photo contest. In fact, yeah, I will. And you know what? And first prize is going to be a gift certificate to the View 202, where Linda's going to be singing this Sunday from 11 to 2. But I'm getting photos. You know, I'm telling people that, you know what, I'm, you know, just we're not seeing any turkeys. So people are sending me photos of turkeys. So far, my favorite has been from Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank, who sends me a picture of three huge tom turkeys strutting through the parking lot of Five Star Bank in town, in city. All three of them just there. And you can, I mean, it is, it's got to be up there as the one of the number ones. However, Ted Ogilvy, who sent me one of like 20 turkeys just trotting around out in his lot where he parks his trucks for his business. And other people are sending me photos of turkeys like looking in their windows. So I'm going to have a turkey contest. It'll be for the next couple of weeks. If you've got a photo of a turkey that's at your house or turkeys, you can win. You can win a $50 gift certificate to View 202. I've got one of those that I will award, and you have to send it to Carl at KCNR1460.
Be clear on what you want.
.com. I want photos of turkeys that are wild turkeys, but they are in private, you know, they're like in your house, they're outside your house, they're by your swimming pool, they're walking through your yard. All of these turkey photos, because I sure as heck haven't seen one in the wild close enough to shoot at.
And calling me up and telling me about your turkey photo doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. You've got to send it to me. Carl at KCNR1460.com. Send me your turkey photos. I'm telling you, these are hilarious. The winner's going to get a $50 gift certificate to View 202.
Didn't somebody show you, Eric showed you the turkeys crossing the street in front of the bank.
Well, they're in the parking lot in front of the bank. Three times. I mean, and their beards almost touched the ground. I'm sitting there going, oh, where? He goes, oh, yeah, around here. Sun Gold told me, well, they look in our window all
and
the time.
There's beak on the back.
I said, get a photo, Sonny. Send it in. And they've got to be wild turkeys, and they've got to be in like urban settings there that you've, you know, urban sightings.
So you're going to pick a winner.
I'll pick a winner.
And then you're going to post it.
We will put all photos on our website.
I grew up in this town. I never saw a wild turkey until just in the last few years.
Okay. I'm down getting my upland game permit, you know, game bird. And the lady there's talking to me, she goes, oh, she says, wow, I'm just driving down the road there. She says, there must have been 20 turkeys in there on the side of the road on the, you know, around Wind River.
No.
And I
went,
well, what do you mean? Okay, yeah, you're right. I can't just stop on the side of the road and kill one.
No.
And I can't drive
That's
over.
Very
and
unsportsmanly like.
I think I saw one that had been killed by a car. I almost stopped and picked it up.
Yeah.
That's how close I was. I was going, I wonder how long it's been there.
Okay, so do you want a little pop culture here? A little pop culture.
Hey, pop culture.
This is something, okay, you know, in the morning, people really like to watch their morning shows in between listening to us, of course. Kelly Ripa was a no-show on Live with Kelly and Michael Wednesday morning following news that her co-host, Michael Strahan, would be leaving for a full-time gig on Good Morning America.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's pretty cool.
I like him, but I got to tell you, I totally get where she's coming from on this, because, you know, of course, Regis and after Kathy Lee left, Kelly came in. So she was under and with Regis for all that time. So then they had all these people that came on to be co-hosts. I'm sure she had something in to do with that. So now, you know, you know your life, you know, you could tell she was so close to him, and her family was so close, babysat her kids. So it according to this report, it blindsided her. He decided to leave to go to GMA, which he said it's the same station. He's just going to go to Good Morning America, and they've been co-hosting this since 2001. She feels humiliated and disrespected that she was not kept in the loop and told sooner. So I don't know, you guys. I understand what that must feel like. You can't look me in the face. I've had this happen to me, and it still grinds me today. Can't look me in the face and tell me your plans what kind of person are you? What kind of friend are you? I thought we had a mutual love and respect for each other. That you can't tell me what your thoughts are. And that you just announce it? It's done? All this happened behind my back? So, anyway, I just want, you know, that's, I so I, who knows? I mean, I probably, it would take me a while before I could even go back on the air, really, actually. I mean, I know you have to think about your audience and the loyalty and everything, but that was a real low blow, in my opinion.
We'll be right back after.
No comment?
No, I think that you're right. I think that that if you can't tell your partner that things are different and changed after so many years, then there's something wrong there with that whole relationship. Anyway, okay, we'll be back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinga.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama is meeting with Saudi Arabia's King Salman in Riyadh.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality.
The visit comes against a backdrop of increasingly strained relations, though, with the Saudis, who remain deeply opposed to the president's outreach to Iran. The Senate has passed the first major energy reform bill since 2007. We get more details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Energy Policy Modernization Act is long overdue.
Today will pass, as the New York Times put it, the first major energy bill to come to the Senate floor since the Bush administration.
And Senator McConnell says much has changed since then.
The bill before us takes a comprehensive approach to bring America's energy policies in line with the kind of challenges and opportunities we now face.
The bill first came to the floor in January, but stalled over a disagreement about whether to include aid to Flint, Michigan.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon in New York last night. Big victory for Hillary Clinton means she plans to talk a little bit less about rival Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail. She's made it clear now she's got her eye on the general election, going after Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Instead, Trump picked up most of the delegates in the GOP side of the contest.
Nobody should take delegates and claim victory unless they get those delegates with voters and voting.
Now, Trump insists it's impossible for any of his rivals to catch him. U.S. home sales recovered in March after a February slump, kicking off a solid start to the spring buying season.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes increased 5.1% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.33 million. The increase follows a 7.3% drop in February's sales to 5.07 million. Sales climbed even though fewer properties are coming onto the market. The number of listings has declined 1.5% over the past 12 months, pushing up prices for buyers.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, more on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The French government plans to extend a state of emergency imposed after the Paris attacks in November to cover the Euro 2016 football tournament.
The state of emergency has already been extended once and was to have run out on May the 26th. But now the government says that in light of the continuing and unprecedented terrorist threat, the exceptional powers granted to the state will be prolonged until the end of July.
That is the BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting from Paris. The mother of a black teenager who was fatally shot by Chicago police last week is suing the city and two officers. The federal lawsuit says 16-year-old Pierre Lurie presented no threat as he was chased by officers. Police say the teen fled from a car suspected of involvement in another shooting. They say an officer fired only after Lurie turned and pointed a gun in their direction. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Lurie's mother cites a new report from a mayoral task force concluding Chicago police have no regard for the sanctity of the lives of colored people. More news at townhall.com. House Republicans fighting calls for a new round of base closures. We get more from Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry says there's no justification for the closings. The last round of closings occurred 11 years ago. Since then, Congress has repeatedly rejected calls for more closings, citing the economic effects on local communities. Just last week, the Pentagon released a report that showed that by 2019, more than 20% of the Defense Department's bases would be considered excess.
That's correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Ecuador is still feeling strong tremors following Saturday night's magnitude 7.8 earthquake that killed at least 525 people. Early this morning, there was a 6.1 magnitude jolt. It was the strongest of the aftershocks so far. Thankfully, there are no reports of any new damage. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 20th of April, and it is 5 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in the chat room today.
Good morning, everybody.
Poking fun at me for my turkey comments. But they're really going after the city council for raising, voting for raises here at the time when things are a little bit tight around there. So, Bad Bob, of course, is with us, and Linda with the weather.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday, as we would call it, hump day. 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high is going to be 81 with our lows of 55 today as we progress through the week. Thursday is mostly sunny with our temperatures around 76. And Friday showers begin at 65 degrees, 70% chance of showers on Friday. It looks like we could get slight chance of showers throughout the weekend. Bob?
Chest Lake only came up an inch or two yesterday, which is still an ungodly amount of water of increase. No. But
that's thousands
still,
of gallons.
Yeah, that's somewhere in the millions. I could actually calculate that out for you. 13 feet from the top currently. The lake looking good for the next.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Judy and Chuck Kinney. I want to talk about the Reading Regional Chapter's 22nd annual banquet for the Safari Club International, the leader in promoting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. I tell you this, they have got things lined up for the auctions, a red stag hunt in New Zealand, a buffalo hunt, bull elk hunt in Colorado, goose hunts, hog hunts, photo safaris in South Africa, and also a 10-day safari for two hunters in Africa through Limkoma Safari. A lot of things, plus dozens and dozens of guns that are there for raffles and all this. And plus, you have a great time. The MC is just a gifted MC, from what I understand.
And I think they give out scholarships to our
youth.
They
give out, in fact, the other day, day before yesterday, we gave, while they were here on the show, they gave a $1,000 scholarship to a local student who was studying wildlife biology.
Wow, that's great.
So she can start off, and she's a senior in high school in here in our Shasta County. So the other thing, we've got a lot of other things going on, too, but we this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way. It's right around Eureka and Court Street and Meet down there. A saltwater pool. Great way to work out there. It doesn't beat up your joints. It takes the pressure off the ligaments and all this. And it's a great workout. Linda does it there all the time. And it's you can see the results.
Love it.
The all the things they also have. Bob works out down there. I work out down there. It's a great place to go. Clean. The people there are outstanding. It's got Bohem Spa is there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one of the memberships, you get two trips. Or you get two visits at the Bohem Spa.
Two treatments,
which is more than what you're paying.
Each month. Right.
So think about that. It's great.
And beautiful club.
Yeah. Give them a call, 768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club. Give Rich a call down there. He knows. He is just outstanding. Okay. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. You're so serious.
Oh.
What's going on?
Just thinking.
Oh, wow.
Just plenty of stuff going
on. Are you planning your day as you're thinking?
I do that on the drive kind of into work and things and calling people and already doing that.
Right. You're smack in the middle of what right now?
Blueprint. We're finishing up getting ready for, you've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
We're going to give another presentation to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and the Ready City Council on May 3rd, and that's addressing the other tiers of the blueprint. And so we'll have the Chief Paletti, Chief Gray, Redding Fire Chief, and myself will be presenting to the Board of Supervisors. And this time also Larry Lease will report on part of the blueprint regarding social programs and like the sobering center and stuff like that. They took that health and human services component and he'll present on that.
You know, this blueprint for safety, it's been well over a year now since it started. It was supposed to be a six-month evolution, which, of course,
correct.
And and now we're still just in the beginning briefings on this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think.
And this thing is going to take another what? How long do you think this is going to take to start implementing any of this?
Well, to implement it, it's going to take money, a lot of times in government that's referred to as revenue, because most of the time within the city, I don't know the city budget, but I know within the county budget, the money's not there to implement many of the parts that they have in the tiers 1 through 5, which takes money. Tier 0 was basically staff time to do some things, and that was pretty easy to get some of those things implemented, which there already are.
So the very first briefings are going to be now.
We had one earlier on Tier 0 month ago, and then we'll have the second one on Tiers 1 through 5. But then to implement those are going to take some funding because they call for additional police officers.
The blueprint for safety was built to show that we need more money, and they'll use this to raise taxes.
Could. If the voters want to vote it in, absolutely, which could be a referendum on the November ballot, and to look at that.
I don't think it'll be. I don't see it being as just specifically directed at public safety either, because they'll lose. There's no way they're going to get 2/3.
If they form the referendum in a very specific way, it requires a 2/3, which is 66 2/3. That's a very, very high bar. Or you could frame it like the city of Anderson did, which made it an advisory measure, which said, should we approve a tax? And that was one question. And then the next question was, if approved, should the money go towards
how much of the money should go for
public safety, police, and parks and recreation?
Right.
And that's working very well down in Anderson. And I know down over in Humboldt County, the county there had a sales tax initiative, and it brought in an extra $3 million or an additional $3 million for the sheriff, and it's doing very well for him over there.
Should this be a county initiative or a city initiative? Shouldn't this be a county initiative?
There's been plenty of discussion on that. And within the unincorporated areas of the county, you don't have the business bases out there. Certainly there are businesses out in the county area, but the main crux of the blueprint was centered a lot around city and some county, the county with the jail component of it. And as a countywide tax, it would probably not succeed to do a little bit more conservative vote out in the outlying area. And plus, if it's a lot of city-oriented focus, people in the county would say, well, what's going to do for me?
Okay. We're going to take an early break. And Doyle, we're going to come to you as soon as we get back from this break. And then Dick, right after we finish talking with Doyle.
So hang in there for
with
a second.
Sheriff Tom Basinko. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. I tell you, Jerry and his people know what they're doing. It's getting up to, when it gets 100 degrees out there or even 90 and it's flowing, that sunlight is just flowing through your windows, and it's 110 inside your house, you're going to say that, you know, and your air conditioner is working, you know, 24 hours a day. One of the things that can really help are window coverings. And Jerry and his gang over there at Budget Blinds can make it difference, can make the big difference. Give him a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. This is Budget Blinds, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Doyle and Dick, please hang on. We'll get to you right after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR here on Wednesday, 8:16. Currently 60 degrees. Before we go into the program, we have to give a thanks to our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, voted best in the North State for 2015. Probably could be voted every year for that. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, veteran-owned business. We use Alliance Heating and Air. In fact, they're coming out to our house here just to do our check on all of our equipment here before it gets really hot. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phones. Doyle, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, I do. First of all, let me say that I would like to thank Sheriff Vasenko for calling me back on Monday from where I had a question for him, and he was so gracious to call me back and was very, very informative on this situation. And I just would like him to share some of that information with the audience that you have today. The situation arose of where myself and some friends were out celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday on the 13th on Cypress and Hilltop Corner. And we noticed some people driving by in a vehicle a couple of times and even went and parked and watched this for a while. I didn't think a whole lot about it at the time, but then later talking with people, we discovered that that was Homeland Security. So I was kind of curious as to where the Sheriff Department stands with Homeland Security and what is the legal aspects of separating us from organizations like that. And he was very informative for me.
Okay, Doyle.
So great. If he could respond, I'll hang up and listen over the radio.
Okay, thank Doyle. You, Doyle. Thank you, Doyle.
Great. Thanks, Doyle, and thank you for the kind words. And that's what I do. I get messages and try and return phone calls as quickly as possible and emails or refer it to some of my staff if they can handle it for me. But what Doyle was referring to, they were having a celebration of Thomas Jefferson's birthday down around Cypress and Hilltop, and they noticed a vehicle there, a marked vehicle, and it's the Federal Protection Service, also known as FPS. And they do have a marking on the vehicle that says Homeland Security. It's a marked vehicle, has a badge on it, a light bar. And the FPS is responsible for security. Think of them as the patrol officers for federal buildings, such as IRS, Social Security. They can also assist the Marshal's Office at protection for the small federal court building that we have here. And so they noticed that they had driven by a couple of times and had waved at them and then also parked and watched them for a little bit. And they were very concerned about that. I contacted their supervisor, who got a hold of me yesterday, and he said, hey, we happen to be in town anyway for some training, so there was more than one unit in here. And they were simply driving by, and they drive through Reading, like I said, to the other federal buildings. They were at the federal courthouse when there was a rally there recently, too, and it was on the public sidewalk, and they were parked in the parking lot of the federal courthouse, and that was at the request of the U.S. Marshals Service, who is responsible for courtroom security and courthouse security. There's about nine of those FPS officers from Bakersfield to the Oregon border, so there's not a lot of them.
So they just came out and they're just watching?
They came up. They were here for some regional training,
right,
anyway.
But why did they stop?
They just were curious what was going on.
Okay.
It wasn't they don't have state peace officer powers. Okay. They're a federal officer.
The other thing that was said was that there was a California Highway Patrol helicopter was circling them. Well, that had nothing to do with the demonstration.
It did not.
Or the celebration. All that was there had been a false alarm on a bank.
Correct.
An alarm went off, and this is one of the protocols. The Highway Patrol helicopter was up and circling the bank,
yeah,
just to see what was going on. So it had nothing to do with it. Even though, you know, at both of them together, people were looking at it.
Correct.
It did not have the word police on the car either, I don't think.
I think the does FPS it? Does have police
on it. Oh, does it have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was that Federal Protective Service.
Yeah.
Okay. Not all right. So that had nothing to do. They just stopped and were looking.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, so, all right.
So,
all right. Well, let's go to the next. Dick, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Pasinko?
Yes. Well, not really a question. I'm very similar to Doyle, who just called on last Friday. I was out there on Wednesday, out there with celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday, and saw the car, but we didn't get pictures of it. But anyway, Friday I called all five of the board of supervisors, and I called the chief of police, and I called the sheriff. I left a message on all of those phone mails, and right away, a member from the police department called me back Friday evening and left a message, said they know nothing about what's going on, about me involved with any of that. So he said I should call Homeland Security or the Highway Patrol. And then Monday, I want to thank Sheriff Pasinko, he called me back and left a message. And of the five supervisors, the only one who called me back was Les Ball, calling back yesterday and talked to me, told me he had talked to the sheriff, and that the sheriff said he had some information would get back to me. Well, I just heard the information, so Sheriff Pasinko, you don't have to get back to me. I just heard your response. Anyway, I want to thank you for calling me back, and I don't know why the other four board of supervisors didn't bother to call me. I'm in later Leonard Modi's district, and he didn't call me back either. So
anyway,
I do want to thank Les Ball for calling me and talking to me about what's going on, and so, anyway, that's
right, Dick.
I don't know why the other supervisor didn't bother to contact me, even the one that's in my district, Leonard Modi.
Okay.
But thank you, Sheriff.
You bet, Dick.
All right. Thanks
a lot,
Dick.
Okay.
Now, there's another question that's coming in here. Unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not in you're not, you know, Larry Lee's and all that.
Right.
The question coming in is, unfunded liabilities that are coming to, or that the county has. And the county is doing better than the city, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics on that.
On
part.
That one, but raises that, you know, that they've just, you know, voted in some raises there. That leads
they
to
the city.
The city has, but I mean the county also was talking about raises too.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is this: the county has room to hire how many deputies?
Well, right now we're going into budget, and I need to hire about 10, 11 deputies right now.
But there's funding for a number of these, though, right?
Correct.
How many?
This exact point in time, yes. In the near future, maybe not, because we were given direction to keep our budget essentially flat, allow for about a 3% growth in salaries and benefits, and then keep our budget flat. So what that means is status quo. Well, when it's status quo, your budget still grows in expenses, but not revenue. So that means you have to cut. And so we're looking at potentially keeping some positions unfilled to have a cost savings there to make budget, and looking at possibly reducing some services to make budget as well.
So if we're not going to...
So it'd be
so
like
that means you can't hire anybody. Is that what you're saying?
I won't say I can't hire, but it'll be limiting on what we can hire. So there's going to have some positions. So it's no different than, hey, Carl, your salary's going to stay the same, but the cost of gas and groceries goes up, and so that means you're gonna still drive.
But that hits everybody. It's on Social Security,
right
now, because there's no cost of living increase.
Correct.
Or the military, there's no cost of living increase because the cost of living isn't going up. The cost of electricity isn't going up. All that, of course, is a bunch of crap.
So for the sheriff's budget, we could see some cuts where we're not going to fill some deputy positions in order to make budget. That grinds on me because we are short staffed. We had more people back in the 80s and 90s than we currently have. Population has at least doubled, and crime has gone way up as well. Thank you to Prop 47 and AB 109. And we need to build more jail space, and that costs money to build it, and it costs money to operate it as well.
And that was voted down, the increase in the jail space, by
twice.
By Supervisor Modi and Keo, who said we don't have money. Well, where's the money going? I mean, there's millions and millions of dollars coming in here. Where's most of the money? They say, look, most of the money goes to you already.
We do get it for public safety, for the sheriff's office. We do get a good portion. Our budget is about $40 to $44 million. But that still is not enough to do everything we want to do.
Right.
You still have the jail budget is over $13 million, and that's the operating cost between. We pay over $2.5 million just in medical care for the inmates. And so there's a lot of money there. The county budget as a whole is over $400 million. And so that's from everything from road department, assessor, tax collector, auditor, and everything in between. And so it makes it really tough when you don't see the revenues coming in. What really impacts, we get most of our money from property taxes, and our property taxes right now are at the same level, have just gotten back to the same level as they were in 2006. And so 10 years later, our property tax revenues are the same, but definitely expenses have gone up more than that 10-year period. So that's where you end up with some of these strains on the county budget and the department.
Are you still losing deputies?
Yeah, we just lost some recently. When he says losing deputies,
doesn't mean that they're losing.
They died, or we're not losing them
for medical reasons.
We lose them from other agencies. Other agencies.
They moved.
A lot of times, Reading Police Department. The Reading Police Department is a very good agency, and they pay about 1/3 more than our deputies. And
they just got a raise.
And they just got a raise. And so we lose them to there. We just hired a couple of deputies. One came from Orange County and moved up here and wanted to get out of the city rat race down there. And so it's great. And we just had another one that we hired on. So, you know, sometimes we take a step or two forward, but we slide a step or two backwards, you know, because then we have retirements coming up this year as well. I just lost a captain that had over 30 years experience. I'm going to be losing another one in July that has over 20 years experience. A deputy will be retiring this year that has over 20 years experience. And so sometimes those retirements are occurring more frequently than we can get the people hired and trained.
Well, California Highway Patrol is losing 1/3 of all their people
here
in the next 2 years.
California Highway Patrol wants to hire about 400 officers a year, and they're estimating that they have to go through 50,000 applicants to get that 400.
Yeah.
50,000.
3 to 4%. From the 8,000 that they go on this last iteration, 3 to 4% make it.
And we
make it through the academy.
Right. And then you still have field training, which they can mm-hmm. wash out from, and probation, which they can wash out from.
So so they're losing.
And we see the same thing.
If it makes you feel any better, though, the Secret Service is now losing agents faster than they can replace them too.
That's happening basically
everywhere,
nationwide, but especially statewide. And I see it with my other colleagues, the sheriffs, when we get together and compare notes, and we see that a lot. And people aren't being attracted to the law enforcement profession, and part of it is a lot of the criticism and rhetoric that we hear nationwide.
Sure.
A lot of them don't want to work the shift work or expose themselves to the dangers. It really is a calling. I wanted to do this when I was in high school and pursued my dream, and here I am 37 years later.
All right. Hey, we're
and doing
take
a fine job. Doing
Thank
a great
you very
job.
Much. You're out there everywhere.
Sheriff. It's nice. Try to be.
You and your little brother, Les.
Yeah.
Is Les attached somehow to your hip or something?
We share a lot of common interests. He's very active in his district, and so we go to a lot of community events together. We help out at some community events, and he's a good friend and a good supervisor.
Should he recuse himself in anything that has to come to do with you?
I hope not.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning. You're on the 20th of April. And we'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasenko.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. Featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs. With amazing tricks, big air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats, it's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or ReadingCivic.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. And by the way, as currently it's going to be 60, it'll be 81 today. Hey, we got a call at the break. It was Doyle. Going back to what we talked about before, Doyle did get a call from
Supervisor Bill Chappelle
regarding the incident with the Homeland Security. Jefferson's birthday.
It wasn't Homeland Security. It was the
Federal Protection Service, yeah. But they are under Homeland Security.
So we wanted two supervisors did get back that we know of that we've heard of reports this morning.
Chappelle's running for re-election.
That's just fair.
Okay, now, this portion of the show brought to you by Supper Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold.
You know, it seems like every time I come in here, Carl, you're a little bit shaggy.
Well, you know what?
I'm going about time to go back down
yeah,
there again.
Well, because I go in on a regular basis. I'm just as regular as I can be about going down in there. So getting my hair cut, and it'll be either today or tomorrow. I'll go in and get sheared is the way I put it. They bring out the bring out there. Number one. He's one or one and a half. I still don't know what that means, but just knows is that
it's
my hair is gone.
Thickness of the comb. And how,
now, do
how
you go in there? Do you go in there?
No, I cut my own hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, as short as it is. Yes, that's right. As short as it is, I think mine's like a number two blade.
Oh, okay.
And I just, right in front of the mirror, cut it down. I notice that if it's getting a little shaggy or something, I'll cut it down, and then my wife will come in and usually take a razor to the back and square it off and go from there.
Make sure she's not upset.
Right, that's right, when I give her the razor, right. That's correct.
Okay, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we've talked about a lot of things. Let's talk about the grand jury.
Okay.
Because we've talked a little bit of this during the break. The grand jury says that the omission of the word appointed cost the taxpayers, $260,000 a year, because what it does is for elected officials then to get longevity pay. And the question is since elected officials are elected and not appointed, that how come they're getting the longevity pay?
Generally, the county treats department heads and elected officials equally. They use the word synonymously. When they talk about department heads, they're referring to elected officials such as myself, the auditor, the assessor, stuff like that, when we're a department head. Back in 2008, the Board of Supervisors, who was different than the current board, there were some members that were still on there, but the Board of Supervisors chose to enact a longevity pay for department heads, and that included elected officials as well. There was saying that in the resolution, there is a board report that a department head presents to the board, and in this particular case, there's a resolution for the board to enact what was recommended, and the difference between the board report and the resolution was one word that said appointed. I reviewed the documents. I reviewed the because that concerned me when they were going to be voting on it here recently in last year in 2015. And I reviewed the video archives of the actual meeting. And nowhere in the meeting was it discussed about excluding elected officials. And, in fact, it was talked about that this would be a balancing of the benefits between other managers and the department heads. And the board at that time chose to enact it. And they did. And then it was discovered last year. They said, oh, hey, we had an oversight, and we hadn't been paying you for about 5 or 6 years for the longevity pay. And they then, at that time, made the action again and voted on it and approved longevity pay. So it's been approved twice.
And the last vote was a 3-2 Modi and Kehoe voted against it.
Correct.
And Baugh, Giacomini, and Chappelle voted for it.
That's correct.
Now, but what the grand jury says is they've recommended that this end by 2018, I think.
Yeah, that's a recommendation.
Okay.
And so
they
board,
take that word out.
They
for elected officials.
They can consider that. The board can consider that, and that's probably what they're going to do. I don't know. And I know that
you've
these
been working
documents
for the county for 37 years.
37 years,
so
10 years
you
of
you
sheriff.
Were getting longevity pay.
I was.
Already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The these documents, like the resolutions, are carefully reviewed by the department head that's preparing them, by county council who helps prepare them. So there's a lot of eyes on them prior to them being made, and there's discussion being made on them with like the CEO and stuff. And so there's no surprises. And then the board members get their packets Friday before, and they're reviewing them. And some of them, some supervisors meticulously review their material, and they actually refer to page, paragraph, and line of certain things in there. So I don't think it was an oversight of a typo.
Well, yeah, that's what the grand jury said, that it was a typo because, you know, or that somebody had not proofed it. So that was just grand jury's
finding.
It gets
proofed a zillion times.
So they wonder who they talked to about that. Who wonder who said, no, it was a typo.
I don't know.
Because we'll never know. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just before the break, we were talking about it. Were there any changes in the CCW laws?
Right.
And there hasn't been any changes other than what we've talked about previously, SB 707. But there is delays, and we're about 2 months out, and that delay is due to the state of California. So when you get a new concealed weapons license, you have to get fingerprinted, and your fingerprints go through the state to get approved. Well, for CCWs,
believe it or not, there's one person in the entire state of California that processes those fingerprints.
I believe that.
You think that's a slowdown. You think that's on purpose? I do.
Of course.
And it slows it down. And every sheriff's office and police agency that issues CCWs are running about 2 to 3 months out.
And so if you come in today, get your interview, and you know, and send in the fingerprints right now, I mean, that's part of the interview.
It'll be waiting for about 2 months. So some, now you could, if you have something in your background that could disqualify you, if you came in, put in your application, did your fingerprints, and then went to get your class, and while that time is burning off for the state to approve it, that can give you a little bit of lead time.
Okay.
But that helps. But it's not anything due to the backlog. We usually have about 200-plus applications in the what I call in the pipeline being processed, but the delay is with the state of California. And every sheriff that issues is complaining about that. Issues a lot, anyway.
The state of California has just, I shouldn't say that, the Committee for Public Safety, which, by the way, wasn't that the Committee for Public Safety during the French Revolution?
Yeah, they were the ones who lopped off all
and
that.
And then they were the ones that used the guillotine, yeah. And the guys at the head of it, and finally the guy that was ahead
Robespierre
was taken in, and he was guillotined also. Yeah. That's the only thing we can hope for. But the Committee for Public Safety has just okayed the following laws. One, banning the bullet magazine release.
Referred to as a bullet button.
Which means that you need a tool to release the magazine on a rifle.
And it's not to speed up reloading. The actual release to use a tool, the design was to slow down the reloading.
Right.
So they don't know what they're talking about to start with.
So because before it was just you could just push the button and drop. Right. Now you've got to take a tool and stick it into an orifice there and push it to drop the magazine. Okay. The second thing is ban all possession of magazines that hold over 10 rounds.
That's called large capacity magazines.
Large capacity magazines, and it's called confiscation or
large capacity magazines are already prohibited in California. You can't buy them.
You can't buy them anywhere.
Sell them.
Right.
Import them. If you have them, you can own them legally.
That's right.
They're called pre-ban.
Right.
But now they want to address those pre-ban magazines, and some cities, Sunnyvale, San Francisco, and Los Angeles have banned them. And then they want to do it statewide and no compensation for that.
Right. But hasn't there been lawsuits run against
them? There is. We have a lawsuit pending down in Los Angeles.
Explain what a large magazine is.
A detachable magazine from the firearm, whether it be a long gun or a handgun, that holds more than 10 rounds.
More than 10 rounds.
That's what is considered large capacity.
Okay, so if you have one, it's legal, but you can't go buy one.
You can't go buy one. And bring it into California. You can't buy one in California. That's illegal. You can't sell your current large capacity magazine. If Carl says, hey, Tom, you want to buy a large capacity magazine? And then I buy it. That's illegal.
But
you bought that automatic weapon I sold you the other day.
But if somebody
sees you
with a prior owned large magazine, will that person report you?
They could, but it's no crime to have a large capacity magazine.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Now,
just need to clarify that.
Okay. Now, the last thing, register homemade weapons.
Yeah, they're referring to mainly what they is known in the gun world as 80% lowers, and that's a
ghost gun.
Lower portion of generally an AR platform rifle, the receiver, that is about 80% complete, and then the person can complete it, assemble it with an upper and a barrel and a stock, and make a firearm. Under current law, that's allowed. They don't have to put a serial number on it. They may put a mark on them for their manufacturing, and that's allowed under federal law. To my knowledge, there's only been one crime in California committed with that type of weapon, but they want to regulate them.
So now you have to register them. Now, here's the big one. The register to buy ammo.
Yes.
They passed that one. Now, what they've been talking about is you have to get a fingerprint, you have to get a background check.
And a license.
And a license to buy ammo.
Yes, to buy ammunition. So you're going to be having, and have a waiting period as well to buy that.
And oh, a waiting period,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. And you're also going to be waiting on trying to get your license if you're... Well, think about it.
Think if they're,
we're
if
running
they're
2 months behind with CCWs.
Imagine
and then
for ammo.
Now for ammo. And then it
and
makes
that's
it...
shotgun ammo. That shotgun, 22. For you trap shooters, 22,
rifle.
If you're, I mean, rifle stuff. This isn't
anything.
Just...
All
this isn't
ammunition.
Center fire high, you know, 45 rounds. No, no. This is 12-gauge, 20-gauge, 410-gauge.
Everything.
Everything.
And it will require the vendor... who is selling it, to make sure that they're licensed to sell it and have that license and background check for them to sell it. So it's going to add cost to, if this becomes law, it's going to add cost to ammunition as well. And then it's going to be a way of restricting a person's access to ammunition.
You know, they have to put the ammunition then, back behind counters? And
yes, it has to be back behind a counter, not available on the shelf. And then it's going to make it illegal for a person to give or transfer ammunition. So... Carl and a friend go out hunting. The friend, in a rush, forgets to put in his ammunition, and so they get to the site to go shoot some squirrels or target practice, whatever they're going to do, and the guy says, hey, Carl, I forgot my ammunition. Do you have some? Yeah, you bet. Here's a couple of boxes. That becomes a crime because now you gave, transferred, or lent ammunition to a person, and it didn't go through a vendor.
And that includes your family.
That's right.
I can't give. Linda says, hey, we're going out shooting today. Do you have any 380 or whatever, 9mm? And I say, well, yeah, I do, honey, but I can't give you any.
And all these laws, too, are being doubled up on by the Newsom Safety for All Initiative. And that may come up. Yes, that's. I agree with you, Bob, with the laugh there. That's going to be on the November ballot if he gets enough signatures, and all that's included. And it's a way of Newsom circumventing the legislative process, and that's also a very bad initiative that people should not vote for.
Now, things that didn't pass, you're not going to force people to be videotaped when they
that's
buy
good. That
a
recently,
weapon.
That failed yesterday.
They failed yesterday. But and the other one is they can't. They did something for small federal firearm license people. You don't.
Oh,
have
the
to
people
do
like usually operate out of their home.
Right.
Smaller businesses.
Right. They did something. They don't have to do something there. But the whole thing is I mean, here's what I said. You don't see this headline. California legislators vote to punish law-abiding citizens, veterans, minorities, women, and disabled.
Correct.
Because that's what it is.
On the Newsom Gun Initiative, the Los Angeles County Assistant District Attorneys Association is opposed to the Newsom Gun Initiative.
Think about that.
The California State Sheriffs Association, I'm a member of that, represents 58 county sheriffs. They opposed it. And then 40-plus individual sheriffs are opposing it, over 80% of our association,
myself included. Police chiefs are voting for it, though, right?
Generally, I think I don't know if they've taken an official stand on it, so I don't go that far out, but it would not surprise me.
Yeah. Okay. Sheriff Thomas Sinkel is our guest. We've got to take a break here. It's 14 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here on Wednesday, April the 20th, hump day, everybody. It's 62 degrees, going up to 81 today. We're going to get some rain later on this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Mm-hmm. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Erin Richard with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak.
It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Redding Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased. And the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance subject to prior sale ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Wednesday. Some may call that Up Day. 8:50 in the morning. Carl's dancing over here. Welcome back to Carla Lindabad here. Our guest this morning is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Currently 60 degrees. Going to be high. Our highs today, it's going to be high. Are you going to be high? No. Our temperatures, our highs will be 81 with our lows of 55. So, Carl.
Welcome to Twilight Zone. California and gun laws. You know,
there's a plethora of them out there right now.
And you know what? Governor Brown said it in a speech to a large group one time, and he said, we have enough gun laws. Let's just enforce them.
Well, That's correct.
This is just ludicrous.
When I write a letter to the governor about anti-gun laws, I do include that statement there. And he has, regardless of what you think of him or your politics, he has been kind of middle of the road on
guns.
Vetoing gun laws and approving some. It's a little bit of 50-50. You never know quite where he's going.
They're making so many laws, and this comes right out of Ayn Rand's
Atlas Shrugged.
They're making so many laws that you can't help but break a law.
Correct.
And once you're caught doing that, like Tom Basenko is not going to count how many rounds in your magazine. He's not going to do this. This is just not something that, you know, that. But if somebody does... Now you've broken the law.
We certainly don't want to see guns in the hands of criminals.
There's
or
laws
those
about
with,
that.
And there is. There's laws about it. Or those with mental health issues.
Laws about
but,
that.
But there's laws about that. But the problem is that the legislators are not making laws that make it tough on criminals, on making tough laws to lock them away and put them in prison, or to restrict them or prosecute them federally. And what we're seeing is they're going after the law-abiding citizen, making criminals out of law-abiding citizens. And it continues on nationwide as well, where Chicago is basically a free-fire zone, and a lot of people are getting killed there. But now they're blaming it on Indiana, saying the guns are being imported there. They need to enforce the laws they have, and Chicago and Illinois have some of the most restrictive gun laws. It is important for people to stay informed about what's going on in our state legislature in general. If you're a gun person, or even if you may become one, these rights are being eroded away that we currently have. And so you need to stay informed. Like through the California Rifle Pistol Association, they talk about legislation that is there, and that's crpa.org. Or Gun Owners of California, which is gunownersca.org. And you can be informed of what's going on in the legislature. You can write your legislature. We have some good legislators up here that are conservative and pro-gun, but you can write any legislator, even if they're not in your area, and tell them your opinion if you're opposed or support a law, and to let them know.
Tom, are we seeing change? I'm just changing the subject totally. Trends that are going on, crime. You know, the sex trafficking. This is really, it's raised its head. Are you all seeing anything in the county? What are the trends you're seeing in the county? It's getting ready to be marijuana season.
It is marijuana season. It's down a little bit from the restrictive ordinances that we have, but there's still violations of it. Some people are moving to Lassen, Trinity, and Siskiyou counties to grow that, and that's just fine. City of Shasta Lake recently approved another co-op to be placed there in business.
They also just voted to outlaw camping in public and private areas.
And that's going to help us there, I think.
Yeah.
But it kind of just, for the homeless, it kind of just pushes them around. It doesn't, you maybe have a anti-camping one place, and then they're going to go to another place, going to Redding. Redding does the same thing. So for crime trends is property crimes are still up. Things are being stolen. And again, thanks Prop 47 and AB 109 and the limited amount of resources we have. Methamphetamine and heroin is somewhat of an epidemic where we see that. And you just saw the headlines last night or this morning that Redding Police, Neighborhood Policing Unit, who's doing a great job out there in the city, made a bust at a hotel and arrested 13 heroin users.
Yeah.
And then took them to jail for possession of heroin under the influence.
Trafficking and everything.
Whole lot of one. But that's these heroin users. Those are also the same ones that are going out and committing property crimes because they've got to steal in order to support their habit.
I think they said one of them, he needs, what, $15,000 a month? To run his heroin addict.
I think
it was a month. It could have been $15,000, you know, even less than a month. But that's how much this person needed to feed his habit, and he doesn't have a job. $15,000. Where are they fencing this stuff at, Tom?
Sometimes they trade it to their drug dealer directly, and they're getting literally pennies on the dollar for what they're stealing in exchange for their drugs. And then the drug dealers can also fence it. They can move it out of the area.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Most of the time they're stealing it and trading it directly, I believe, to their drug dealer, and then the drug dealer's moving it around. And then they try and buy and sell amongst themselves. Some of them can show up on Craigslist as well, trying to sell things there. But it is. That's how they support their habit, is stealing from you and me.
$15,000.
And then we've talked about this time and time again on your show and the chief and I about locking your car up, not having valuables visible in there, locking your home, getting an alarm system if you can, a camera surveillance system. That all helps, and we've talked about fortifying our homes and stuff. It is very difficult. Even that doesn't prevent the crime.
And the thing is that it's a shame. It goes back to like these stupid gun laws. The people that are law-abiding citizens are being punished by criminals. And so, I mean, they're having to. I mean, it's not my fault that I can't leave a set of sunglasses on my dash
heroin
and leave that car door open. If I do that, I lose the sunglasses, but somehow it's become my fault.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto is way up, even for locked cars. Sometimes they used what we call a shave key, get in and steal the car. Some cars work easily with a shave key, and sometimes they use them for transportation because I want to go from Anderson to Redding or vice versa. So we're seeing that. But you got to lock your cars up and just be aware of situational awareness. We talked about that. And the chief and I, we're trying to do everything that we can with the resources that we have to get this turned around.
We need to be able to protect ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Chief says that, you're saying that. We've got to be able to protect ourselves. Chief says
and that's
if
why
there's
I recommend
an active
people.
Shooter, they can get there in 6 to 7 minutes. Anything else, 15 minutes.
And six to seven minutes, most active shooters are over in 4 to 7 minutes.
Right. So the other thing, too, is that, I mean, it doesn't mean you're with all the crime.
Right.
It's just, again, it's rising.
I tell people, too, if they choose not to be armed, and that is a personal choice they need to make, they can still carry pepper spray. They can carry a stun gun. They can carry a taser. They can take self-defense courses. But the main thing is be aware of their surroundings and try and avoid places. Hey, if you're going to that ATM at 11 o'clock at night and it's near a dark alley, probably go someplace else.
It doesn't even need to be near a dark alley, but just look around to see who's around you.
Exactly.
You know, somebody says, Sheriff, I got a camera. It gets arrested. So what? It gets released.
That doesn't mean that you give up. That's right. We need more jail bed space. I've been fighting for that for years. A couple of times it's been denied, and we're trying to get that expanded as well. But that doesn't mean, I tell my guys, my staff, my deputies, make that arrest. Yeah, the jail is full and they may be released, but we can't give up. We still have to do what we need to do, and everybody will do their job.
This is a quick question here. Can a county nullify state law as the same way a state can nullify federal laws?
No, because that's called preemption, and they can't override state law. They can be it more defined. They can make it more specific, more restrictive, but they can't say, hey, state, we're going to overrule this state law and allow people to do something that the state law restricts. They can't do that.
But you can keep feds off.
Sometimes under the 10th Amendment. There's a lot of ins and outs with that.
I think we're going to have a class on that one, too. Sheriff Tom DeSinkle,
thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
You never back off. You never back off on a question. All right. Hey, tomorrow, Jim Reed running for Congress, Democrat running for Congress. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from track.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A couple of state regulators and a Flint City employee have been charged with evidence tampering, several other felony and misdemeanor counts. It stems from the Michigan City's lead-tainted water crisis. He has left New York in the rearview mirror.
God bless the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Moving on from his loss in the New York GOP primary, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz campaigning today in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, New York victor Donald Trump strengthened his path to the general election. Democrat Hillary Clinton emerged from New York's presidential primary closer to clinching her party's nomination. Paying a brief visit to Saudi Arabia, President Obama has wrapped up a private meeting with the Saudi king. U.S. relations with the kingdom have been strained as Mr. Obama reaches out to Saudi Arabia's arch rival, Iran. Former Obama advisor Derek